Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Job chapter 33 and verse 23. Mm-hmm. God's voice may be heard. If there is for the hearer a messenger or an angel, an interpreter.
An interpreter.
One among a thousand.
One among a thousand. So this scripture shows us how rare interpreters are.
Lesi scripture chaza ukuthi bakasi kanjani ama interpreter.
Whether in the form of a human being.
Lapho ebantwini.
Whether in the form of an angel.
Ngabe ngabe
sengelosini. The Bible says there's one in a thousand.
Bathi yodwa kuma thousand.
They are rare, this type of people.
Ba few.
Continue, finish it off.
To show to man what is right for him, how to be upright and in right standing with God.
Hallelujah. So because such people are rare,
ngoba abantu ababaningi,
I have to give you knowledge,
kumele ngunike ulwazi,
and wisdom,
nokuhlakanipha,
so that to some degree,
khona uzokwazi ukuthi kokukhulu,
you'll be able to navigate your dream life.
Uzokwazi ukubheka amaphupho akho.
You'll be able to pick up the good and the bad.
Ukwazi ukuthatha okuhle nokubi.
You'll be able to take the good dreams and ignore the bad dreams.
Ukwazi ukuthatha amahle namabi.
Hallelujah. It's only time that will fail us.
Kulesi sikhathi lapho esihluleka khona.
But you know, dreams have different sources.
Kodwa amaphupho anendlela eziningi.
So when you dream a dream,
mawuphupha iphupho,
it is not always from God.
Aliphumi lonke enkulunkulu.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yezwakala ubangithini.
One day,
ngelinye ilanga,
Jesus was fasting for 40 days and
40 nights. Ujesu wayefastile iminyaka ezinkulu.
And the Bible says Satan came to him.
IBhayibheli ithi uSathane weza kuye.
And tempted him at the end of his fast.
Wamlinga yena emayeqeda ukufasta.
And he first tempted him with bread.
Lithi was tempted wokuqala.
Now imagine you've been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
Njene ufastile inyanga.
And Satan just comes with the smell of bread.
USathane avele nesimphunga lesinkwa.
Like at KFC at the end of the month.
KFC
is stronger than any other time. Have you noticed?
Iphunga lakhona lingidlula lonke.
So Satan came with that aroma.
USathane weza nalo lelo phunga.
And started tempting him.
Waqala ukumlinga.
But one of the temptations.
Kodwa ilingo zokuqala.
The Bible says and Satan took him.
IBhayibheli ithi uNkulunkulu uJesu wamthatha.
On top of a mountain.
Wambeka phekwentaba.
In a moment of time.
Lapho esikhathi.
And showed him the kingdoms of the world.
Wambonisa wonke umbuso wezulu.
And the glory thereof.
Nakho konke
kukhona. This is Luke chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4.
Kukulokhu noma kuMatthew.
He said
wathi,
if you bow down and worship me,
ngaguqa ukukhuleke kimi,
I'll give you all of this.
Ngizokunika konke lokhu.
For they were given unto me.
Ngoba nami banginike.
This is Adam and Eve. He gave Satan this glory.
Ngoba wanika uSathane uDuma.
Are you still here?
Nisekhona.
Now, what happened there is that Satan gave Jesus a vision.
Kwenzakana lapho uSathane wanika uJesu umbono.
Because how do you take him to a place in a moment of time?
Ingoba ungamthatha kanjani ubeke leyo ndawo esikhathini esincane?
It was a vision.
Ingoba umbono.
So even the devil can give you visions.
Uma ngabe uSathane anginika umbono.
And there are many people who dream devilish dreams.
Kunabantu abaningi abaphupha amaphupho uSathane.
The source is Satan himself.
uSathane uthi uSathane.
Uma
bevuka bethu uJesu bekhuluma nabo.
Be careful.
Liqaphela.
Not all of them come from.
Akuona wonke amaphupho avela kuNkulunkulu.
Some of them come from the devil.
Amanye avela kuSathane.
Do you understand?
Uyangizwa.
I don't want to teach that today.
Angifuni ukufundisa lokho namhlanje.
There's a message, I don't know, go to the media after service.
Kunemiyalezo.
Where I teach, I think about the sources of dreams.
Uya kwimedia namhlanje la ngifundisa khona ngamaphupho.
Hallelujah. Now, okay, I need my Bible back.
Manje ngicela iBhayibheli lami libuya.
I'm going to try to be very fast.
Ngizozama ukusheshsha.
Now, with regards to interpretation of dreams.
Lapho encazelweni zamaphupho.
Sometimes we have to understand.
Kwesinye isikhathi kumele siqonde.
That the dreams that we dream.
ukuthi amaphupho esiwaphuphayo,
the intention of it, the reason why God has given you that,
izizathu zawo nokuthi why uNkulunkulu asinika wona,
is so that he can show you who you are,
ingoba ufuna ukusibonisa ukuthi singobani,
or rather to show you your heart,
nokuthi ufuna ungibonise inhliziyo,
what's in your heart,
ukuthi yini esenhlizweni yami.
Are we still here?
Sisekhona.
In the same Job 33 verse
20. Ngokufanayo kuJobe.
Please read it again.
33.
Okay, I'll read it because I have this version here. It says, God's voice may be heard if there is for the hearer a messenger or an angel, an interpreter, one among a thousand. And then listen to this part. It says, to show to man what is right for him, how to be upright and in right standing with God. So sometimes the purpose of the dream
is to
help you to be in right standing
with God.
So God, sometimes he will expose you
to yourself
so that you can see certain spots
in your life,
and so that you can correct
them. Do you understand? Yes.
All right, come to the book of Daniel. I'll show you what I mean.
Yencwadini kaDaniel.
Chapter 4. Read from verse 27. I wish we could read the whole chapter, but because of time. Daniel chapter 4 from verse 27 to verse 34.
Daniel chapter 4 and verse 27.
Yes.
Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you.
So just to give you background about what we are reading here. This king had a dream.
And
he asked Daniel to come and interpret the dream. Do you understand?
Yaqonda.
And the interpretation of the dream was a very scary one. The interpretation of the dream was that God, because Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom had become a superpower. And Nebuchadnezzar had become proud that he has done this by his own strength, his own brilliance, his wisdom, and so on and so forth. He was not giving the glory to God. And so God said, was warning him that don't be proud.
And
God was telling him that if you will be proud,
uNkulunkulu emtshela ukuthi
uma uyigqaja, ngizothatha
umbuso esandleni sakho iminyaka yesikhombisa, uzohamba uhlale,
and
uzokwenza njengesilwane.
The guy became proud,
indoda yaba nokuyigqaja,
and immediately
he
lost his sanity,
yalahla ingqondo.
And he started walking. Instead of using his hands for hands, he started using them for feet.
He has 4 feet.
And his body has begun to grow like the fur of an animal. And he lived as an animal for 7 years. You must be afraid of God. Imagine, he just took his sanity for 7 years. Just to humble him.
All right,
read from verse 27.
Daniel chapter 4 and verse 27. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. Verse 28. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar at the end of the 12th month. He was talking about the royal palace of Babylon. Verse 30. The king spoke, saying, is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal...
Look at the pride. Is this not great Babylon that I have built?
Akulona ibhabhelweni elikhulu leli engilakhile.
that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power.
By Nebuchadnezzar. By my mighty power.
Namandla ami.
No God.
Hayi uNkulunkulu.
I'm the one who did it.
Yimi engenzile. Amandla ami.
Yes.
And for the honor of my majesty.
Mm.
While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you.
Seven times is 7 years, yes?
Until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men,
mm-hmm,
and gives it to whomever he chooses.
Mm-hmm.
The very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar, he was driven from men and ate grass like an oxen. His body was wet with the dew of...
This is not a dream. This is not a vision. It was happening to him live. Amen. Eating grass. Yes.
His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nail like bear's claws. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation.
Put your hands for Nebuchadnezzar, because when he woke up, he realized that there's only one God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes, we are full of pride. And nobody can tell you to say, sister, you are proud.
Akekho futhi ongakutshela ukuthi sis, you are proud.
In fact, if they try to tell you,
yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
So sometimes God gives you dreams.
Maybe you'll
see yourself in the dream. Do you know who I am?
You'll see yourself
fighting in a dream.
Uzobona epushweni ulwa.
Sometimes God is just taking a mirror and showing it to you.
Unkulunkulu uthatha isibuko uthi zibuke.
One day,
ngelinye ilanga,
a certain man of God,
enye inceku kaNkulunkulu,
he was preaching.
Yayishumayela.
In a crusade.
A concerting.
And was preaching powerfully.
Ikhule preacher powerfully.
You have to believe Jesus. He came to die for your sins. And preaching a very wonderful evangelical message. And as he was preaching, all of a sudden, man walked into the church carrying a coffin. This is a true story. I was there. And it was about 4 or 6 men. They were carrying a coffin. Dressed in black. With white gloves. And they came carrying a coffin in the tent. And they walked. So you can imagine now. The man continued preaching as though they are not there. You can imagine now nobody is listening to him. What's going on here? And then they came.
Besa.
And they put the coffin in front of the pulpit like this. And the guys just preached as though nothing was happening. When he finished preaching, he said, "Do you see this coffin here?" He said, "This man or the woman who has died here, I want you to come and see him or her. I can't remember what it was." And they opened the box.
Bavula ibhokisi.
And the man forced everybody to stand on the queue.
Indoda yacela bonke beme ulayini.
And they said everyone must come and see this person.
Wonke umuntu akeze ezobona lo muntu.
Then he said to them,
wathi kubo,
when you see this person,
ma ubona lo muntu lapha,
I want you to ask yourself one question.
Ngifuna uyibuze umbuzo owodwa.
Where will this person spend eternity?
Lo muntu lona uzephela lapha empilo yakhe.
Is he going to spend eternity in hell or in heaven?
Ukuthi ezulwini noma esihogweni.
Now some people were afraid to come.
Abanye besaba ukuzobona.
But he forced us.
Kodwa was forced.
And so I was also on the queue.
Ngangikhona elayinini.
When I came to see the
man, ngisondela ngizobona indoda.
Guess what was there?
Yazi kwenzakalani.
A mirror.
Isibuko.
So when you look into the coffin, you see yourself.
Mawungabuka eboxini uyibona wena.
So you had to ask yourself.
Kumele uyibuze wena.
Where will you spend your eternity?
Ukuthi ngiyophelela kuphi ekuphileni?
Now this guy who was
ngakhole ndoda yayishumayela.
Is a friend of mine.
Umngani wami.
So he had told me he was going to do this.
Yayingitshela ukuthi izokwenza lokho.
And then when we were going back.
Mangabe sibuyele emumva.
In those days.
Kulezo nsuku.
The man was extremely wealthy. He had become a billionaire.
Ndoda yayirishi yaba nemali icebile.
And as we were going to the crusade, we were driven by his bodyguard.
Baba sasiya kuma crusade sasamba nama bodyguard ayo.
So when we were coming back,
masibuya,
we were talking about the service.
Sasikhuluma ngeservice.
And I was just saying, you are brave to do what you've just done. And the bodyguard said,
ibodyguard yathi,
when I looked into the coffin,
ngathi ngibuka esibukweni,
I saw myself going to hell.
Ngayibona ngiya esihogweni, ngabona ngisha emlilweni.
Hey. So sometimes a dream is just that thing.
Ngakho kwesinye isikhathi iphupho lifana nakho lokho.
It's just the mirror that God is using.
Isibuko uNkulunkulu asebenzisayo.
To show you your true reality.
Ukubonisa ukuthi umuntu onjani uqobolo lo muntu.
Are you understanding? When you see yourself doing funny things in your dream,
mawuyibona wenza izinto ezibheda ephusheni lakho.
Don't just wake up and just go on.
Uyavuka uyahambela uyaqhubeka nempilo.
Sometimes it's a message.
Kwesinye isikhathi kunomyalezo.
Sometimes God is showing people that they are carnal.
Kwesinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu ukukhombisa indlela.
You are carnal, you are flesh.
Ukuthi unjani?
You don't like my message, I can see.
Awuyithandi imyalezo wami ngiyanibona.
Some people in dreams, they fornicate in dreams. They fornicate like there's no tomorrow.
Abanye benza ngathi alikho nekusasa.
And when they wake up, they say, it was a dream.
Abevuka bethi bekulephupho.
No, don't look. Just don't expose yourself. Sometimes that is showing you something.
Lokho kukubonisa okunye.
I don't want to say too many examples. As I'm talking, I can see that you are in deep thought.
Ngiyabona njoba ngikhuluma
senijulile ngokucabanga.
Senikhumbula amaphupho enu.
So that dream that you are thinking
about. Lona lelo phupho ocabanga ngalo njengamanje.
That one God was trying to tell.
Yilelo uNkulunkulu wayezama ukubonisa.
That there's a problem.
Ukuthi kune angawe.
That we have to work
ukuthi kumele usebenze kuyona
so that you and I
khona mina nawe
can be okay.
Sizoba lungu.
Does that make sense?
Lokho kunika umqondo.
A lot of dreams are just mirrors.
Amaphupho amaningi azibuko.
Amen. One time God gave me a very fantastic dream. Fantastic in the fact that it shocked me.
Enamela ngethusa nyana.
In the dream I saw myself going to a mirror.
Ephusheni ngayibona ngihamba ngiye.
And I looked at myself in a mirror.
Ngibuka esibukweni.
But when I looked at myself and I looked at my eyes.
Ngibuka namehla ami.
I saw evil.
Ngabona ububi.
In my eyes.
Emehlweni ami.
And I couldn't believe as I was looking at myself.
Enangikholwanga kodwa ngangibuka kumina.
And I was seeing evil in
ngabuka ububi emehlweni nami.
When I woke up I had to pray.
Mangivuka kwakumele ngikhuleke.
Okay. Some people, they'll dream themselves as sangomas.
Abanye baziphupha bezangoma.
Sometimes when you see yourself as a sangoma, it doesn't mean that you have to go to Asa.
Kwesinye isikhathi uma uyibona isangoma kusho ukuthi hamba
to Asa. Sometimes it means you are stubborn.
Kwesinye isikhathi kusho ukuthi uqinile. Awuzwa.
Say it again, I like it.
Uqinile awuzwa.
Uqinile awuzwa. Hot cop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be careful of these types of dreams.
Qaphela lawa maphupho.
Notice it when God is showing it to you.
Abheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakubonisa kanjani.
And sometimes you'll understand that God is trying to show you.
Kwesinye isikhathi uzoqonda ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukubonisa inhliziyo yakho.
So that he can correct your heart.
Ukuthi uzolungisa kanjani.
If I do bad things in a dream.
Uma wenza okubi emaphusheni akho uzokwada.
I become very angry with
you. Uzokwada.
I pray for myself.
Ngithandazela mina.
Sometimes when I dream bad dreams.
Kwesinye isikhathi mangiphupha amaphupha amabi.
Sometimes what I feel is that maybe I'm not reading my Bible.
Kwesinye isikhathi lokho engizwayo ngathi angifuni
ukuthi maybe I'm not praying enough.
Angithandazi ngokwanele.
I'm becoming flesh.
Ngizizwa ngiba flesh kakhulu.
What do you think?
Sacabanga.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Hlanganisa izandla kuNkulunkulu.
I'm struggling to navigate. I don't want to continue on this series from
here. Angifuni ukuqhubeka kuloko kwafikelizayo.
Okay, let me read this to you and then we'll take it from there.
Angifunde lokho kuwe ngizosho.
Another thing you must learn about interpretation of dreams.
Okunye kumele ukwazi ngencazelo zamaphupho.
Sometimes we dream dreams that repeat.
Sometimes iphupha amaphupho aphindaphindayo.
Do you understand? Sometimes maybe it's not the exact same dream, but when you look at it you can see it's the same thing.
Kulona lelo phupha kodwa mawuthi uyalibheka kuyafana.
For example, when Pharaoh dreamt he saw the cows, remember?
Isibonelo uFaro mayephupha inkomo.
And then the Bible says he woke up and then he went back to sleep.
IBhayibheli lithi wavuka walala futhi.
Then the second time he was seeing plants.
Okwesibili wabona izihlahla.
But they were behaving the same way.
Kodwa kwakwenza ngokufana.
And then later thin ones came out and the thin ones ate the fat ones. Do you remember? Even though it was two different dreams, but you can see it's one thing.
Hlukene kodwa ayishinto eyodwa.
Now sometimes when you dream,
kwesinye isikhathi mawuphupha,
dreams that repeat themselves,
amaphupha aphindaphindayo,
there may be two things that are happening.
Kungaba into embili eyenzakalayo lapho.
The first thing that could be happening,
okokuqala ongabe kuyenzeka,
is that God is repeating the dreams.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu uphinda iphupho.
Because they are urgent.
Ngoba liyaphuthuma.
You have to respond to them speedily.
Kumele uphendule kulona ngokusheshsha.
I'll give you an example.
Ngizokunika isibonelo.
One time I was sleeping.
Ngelinye ilanga ngilele.
And then I see my younger brother, the one who's following me.
Ngibona ubhuti wami omncane ongilandelayo.
And I see him driving his car.
Ngibona edrive imoto yakhe.
And I see him involved in a accident.
Ngimbona eba ku accident.
And I see him die.
Ngambona ehamba.
But I had not the dream.
Ngaziba iphupho.
A few days later.
Ensukwini eyilandelayo.
I dream him again.
Ngaphupha futhi.
I see him driving his car.
Ngimbona u drive imoto yakhe.
And I see him being in an accident.
Ngimbona ube accident futhi.
But this time.
Kodwa kulokho.
The person who hit him.
Umuntu wamshayisayo.
After hitting him.
Amshayisile.
He checked.
Wabheka
uwarefresa imoto and stepped on him with his car.
Oba futhi
put it forward,
wahamba forward
and stepped on him again.
Waphinda wamgxoba futhi
as if to make sure that he's dead.
Ukuthi wenza kakhulu ukuthi ufile.
This thing's a number of times.
Lento yenzeka kakhulu.
And then I woke up.
Ngavuka.
When I dreamt it for the second time.
Mangophupho kwesibili.
I told my wife that something.
Ngatshela umama ukuthi khona zokwenzeka.
We must stand in the
kumele sithandaze. Endodeni emfincane.
And we start praying for him.
Masiqala simthandazela.
Because we have seen that the enemy wants to take him out.
Ngoba sabona ukuthi
enemy ufuna ukuthatha.
And ufuna ukumkhipha ngemoto. Nge-accident emoto.
We prayed for him.
Samkhulekela.
About a month or two later.
Inyanga imbili.
He was involved in an accident.
Waba kwi-accident.
But he was clean.
Kodwa kwaba clean asibanganiksi kwaphila.
So you can see that there was some urgency here.
We are born with Konukutuma
line.
Ugubas Tanda Zangang's card.
There would have been tears.
Ngabewa Sakala.
So sometimes when the dreams repeat,
repeat.
God is trying to take us
to Zame Uksos.
He's trying to wave a flag and say, hey! Trouble! Problems! And then you change the side. Change gears.
Ushintsha amagiya, we are gonna.
Hey. That's one reason you have repeated dreams. The other reason is for confirmation. So sometimes God repeats a vision to you as a way to say,
"Stop
up, Mafra." I will do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give you some scriptures so that
in case
you think it's from my mind. Genesis chapter 41.
We're not going to read it.
Just write it down. You'll read it at home. Genesis 41 verse 25, verse 32. Verse 33 up to verse 36. In Genesis chapter 41, you'll see what I'm talking about. And also in Genesis chapter 37, when you read verse 9, in chapter 37 is Joseph's dreams, where he saw the things bowing to him. Do you remember?
Amen.
So he had that dream in verse 5. And then in verse 9, he has the same dream, but this time it was stars bowing to him. It was the same thing. What God was trying to tell him is that, what you see, I'm going to do it. In other words, I'm promising you it will happen. Whether you pray about it or not, I have decided that I will do this. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Do you have those scriptures? Do you want me to say them again? Okay, the first one is Genesis 41, verse 25,
verse 32 up until 36.
That's the first one. The second one is in Genesis 37.
Verse 5 and verse 9.
And then you can also read Genesis 41 verse 32.
Ungafunda Genesis chapter 31 verse 22.
In verse 32. There you will see God fulfilling what God had shown Joseph 13 years prior.
Joseph.
Amen. Alright. Now for a very short time, I want to talk about the dangers of dreams. As beautiful and as good as dreams are, sometimes they are dangerous. Tell
your
neighbor, say sometimes they are dangerous. Number one. And I'm going to need you to write fast because I want to close very soon. Why dreams are dangerous? Because dreams can be used to take you away from God. Dreams can be used to take you away from God. Someone can dream a dream, by the end of that dream, they will stop being believers. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. Read it for me quickly.
Deuteronomy chapter
13 verse 1 to 5. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass.
This mark that, if the Bible you have is yours, please mark that part that says, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass. Continue.
Of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the word, to the words of that prophet. You shall put away the evil from your midst.
Hallelujah. Amen. So you see here,
we are born alap.
The Bible says that there's a dreamer. Who dreams something? And that thing comes to pass. It happens exactly as he dreamed. Or as she dreamed. But after God the thing has come to pass, the Bible says the person entices you to go away from your God. So that dream,
lelo phupho,
even though it was accurate, the intention behind it is to lure you away from
God.
Be careful of dreams that take you away from
God.
And be careful of people who come and tell you dreams and prophesy. But afterwards they take you away from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in these days, when someone announces themselves as a prophet, you know, even sometimes believers, sometimes they behave not all the wires are connected in the brain. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you see a pastor or a prophet
or
whatever you want to call it, saying that their feet cannot touch the ground. Hello, are you still here?
Amen.
And they have to walk on you. And you will see Christians receiving, I receive. And the guy is walking on you because he's not allowed to touch the ground.
Hey.
So, don't look at the fact that the thing came to pass for you to think that that's a real dream or that's a real prophet. The fact that it came to pass is not so important. The main thing that is important
is
does it make you draw closer to God or does it make you go away from God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Ask your neighbor, does it take you closer to God? Or does it take you away from God? That's very important. Another friend of mine, his wife started a
business.
And this business started doing very well. To the point that it was making millions. And then something happened. And then troubles began. And this couple's money was frozen. Do you understand? And they started struggling. And during that time when they were struggling, come and see prophets.
Beza u prophet.
Come and see dreamers.
Beza ma pushweni.
Coming to tell them
babatshela
that I can see you are struggling with one, two, three.
And started
to give them words that, you know, God is going to change the situation on this day.
And
after the people are encouraged, that wow, God is going to, how could that guy know my situation? We don't know this person from anywhere. A day or two later, after the prophecy,
or the dream,
then the person will call. And how are you, sir? I need electricity in my house. So now you have to give him money for electricity. About 3 days later, they call again. I'm traveling, so I petrol in my car. So now you have to give him petrol. The dream was accurate.
The prophecy
was accurate.
It's prophetonous.
But you can see now the after effects. That the person is not correct. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes,
so don't only be moved by the fact that it came to pass.
You
must be very careful because in the realm of the spirit, there are many criminals and thieves that want to mislead you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you see in this church, I don't want anybody who just comes and just does prophesying to you. Because sometimes people come as a church member. After church, they'll walk with you home and start prophesying to you. Please tell them that, please go talk to my pastor first. If he allows, then you can come and give me the message. Are you understanding me? Because there are some people who don't want to take the sacrifice of building a church. Having people leave you, people come. Good days, bad days. Sacrificing your time. Sacrificing your family. Sacrificing your career. Sacrificing your money. They don't
want to
do all those things. They just want to come and sit in somebody's church and start prophesying to somebody's people. We've had some people like that.
Siyabaza abanye abanjalo.
Then after church they'll be walking with
me. Emva kwesonto bazohamba ngawe. Bethu uNkulunkulu ukhuluma kimi.
No, come be in the church. Let's know you first. Who are you?
Ubuye church ubani
wena? Before you start prophesying.
Usizoqala manje utshela abantu izinto ongazazi.
One day a gentleman came to me.
Ngelinye ilanga indoda eza kimi.
I was seeing him for the first time.
Ngayibona empilweni yami okokuqala.
He said, pastor.
Yathi pastor.
You can preach.
But
what we must do is that just give me a mic and I will prophesy to the people. And when I finish prophesying,
prophet,
then you can come and I said, first and foremost, who are you? I don't know you. And there are people in my congregation who have been with me for years. They've never tasted my
mic.
You just want to come and when just take my mic like that. Your mouth like my mic.
Lomo wakho njenge mic.
Be careful of these things.
Qaphela zonke lezo
zinto. Sometimes these dreams and these types of people. Kwesinye isikhathi lawo
maphupho nenhlobo zabantu.
They come when you are most desperate.
Beza ukuzokulahlekisa.
And they give you a message that you need. Bakunika
imiyalezo lefuna ukuyizwa.
But the aim is to mislead you.
Kodwa inhloso zabo ukulahlekisa. Kususe kuNkulunkulu wakho.
In this church there's no church member.
Kulele bandla akekho okhona.
Who can say that, you know, I call them and say, "Hey, we've run out of electricity."
Ngathi ngifonelile ngathi ngiphelelwe ugesi.
If my wife and I run out of electricity, uma
umama nami siphelelwe ugesi,
we will live.
Sizokhululeka.
And God must. There's one thing I never want to do. I don't want to oppress you.
Afuna ukucindezela.
You know how special you are to
uyazazi ubaleka kanjani uNkulunkulu.
The Bible says he bought you with his own blood.
IBhayibheli lithi ukhande ngegazi lakhe.
Then you come here and then I oppress you.
Usuzozala futhi azokucindezela.
One particular woman was invited to our church.
Omunye umama wayemenyiwe ebandleni.
And she was so surprised at the way we did things.
Waye mangele indlela esenza ngayo izinto.
And she had decided she'll become part of our church.
Wafuna ukuba sebandleni.
Because in the church that the person came from.
Ngokuba ebandleni ayebuya kulona.
They say you must buy this.
But
you must buy that. You must wear this.
Ugqoke lokho.
The person was saying every time I went home.
Umuntu wayethi njalo maye ekhaya. Ezezwe phansi.
Ngoba akanawo nemali yokuthenga zonke lezi.
Ukuthi
lokhu asizwe.
Ukuthi impilo yakho ithenge lokhu.
So don't just be impressed by the dream and by the prophetic. And some of you are impressed even by the way the people talk.
Abanye bachazwa indlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo. Igama likaJesu.
Precious, Yeah, because they sweat. Because
no, Baba,
you're
jealous.
Hey, you're rising. I can preach like that also.
Ngingashumayela kanjalo nami.
But I want you to hear. God, I
ngifuna ukuzwe.
Every word I'm saying.
Konke izwi ngilishoyo.
I don't want you to be confused.
Angifuni ube dideka.
Some of you are impressed by all.
Abanye benu bachazwa izo zonke lezo zinto.
And without you noticing, it's pulling.
Ngaphandle kokubheka ukuthi bayasuka.
From the presence of God.
KuNkulunkulu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, let me finish.
Shouting bad.
Dreams are dangerous because they can make you useless and foolish.
Amaphupha zingozi ngoba zokwenza ungabe namsebenzi ube yisilima.
Ube yisilima. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3.
Mshumayeli chapter 5 verse 3.
Yini silima ngesuthu? Sixayela.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2.
Chapter 5 verse 3.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
For a dream comes through much activity.
A dream comes through much activity, yes.
And a fool's voice is known by his many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it.
Jump to verse 7.
Verse 7. For in the multitudes of the dreams and many words, there is also vanity, but fear God.
Hallelujah. For a dream cometh through multitude of business. What this means is that, let's say you are working, Nomsa. And in your workplace is busy.
Lawusebenza khona kubhizi.
And you've got deadlines and you have to do things by a certain time.
Unomnqamla juqu kumele wenze izinto ngesikhathi esifanele.
And you even have to work late.
Nokuthi usebenze
ebusuku. Sometimes that busyness of life.
Kwesinye isikhathi lobukho bonzima
life. Produces a dream.
Kuletha iphupho.
Like many students now, it's exam seasons.
Manje abafundi ama exam.
Some of them, when they sleep, they will dream themselves writing exams.
Abanye babo bathi mabelele bephuphe bebhala.
Failing. Some of them abanye will dream themselves passing.
Abanye bephuphe bephasa.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Yes, wakala.
The dream is just coming because of what you are busy with currently.
Iphupho liza njengalokho wena okwenzayo.
And sometimes it doesn't mean that you are going to fail. Sometimes it also doesn't mean that you are going to pass.
Elinye alisho ukuthi uzophasa.
If you want to pass, study.
Uma ufuna ukuphasa.
Can you push your neighbor say if you want to pass, study?
Push my corner, come just my phone, pass a phone.
That's all. Anything else is witchcraft.
You know,
there are some people, it's like they do some kind of witchcraft. They don't study. Then when they get to the class, or the exam room, they exchange your pen with their pen. Then everything you know comes
Yonke
to them.
Zakubona.
And then the nothingness they know Lo comes to you.
Kuza kuwena.
And you have studied, but when you become blank.
Apeka, kuba blank.
You see, people who don't pray.
La babanga kulegi.
I want to see someone trying to steal my pen. I want to see what will happen.
Lama, funu kubona kuzokwenza kalani.
You will die.
Uzofa.
Tell anyone, say, you will die.
Tell umakhelwane ukuthi uzofa.
Hallelujah. So sometimes when a person is too much, I remember there was a guy.
Every time
he spoke to me, every single time,
Obed,
he will say to me, you know, Prophet so-and-so said to me.
And then
another time he'll say, another prophet,
another prophet.
That other prophet said to me.
And then
he comes to me again and it's another prophet.
Ato munye food.
So it's like the person is just, he can't take his Bible and read.
zifunde.
He just needs to hear a prophet.
Wayefuna ukuzwa abaprofet.
Those types of things will make you
zonke lezo zinto zizokwenza ungabe utho ube uyisilima.
I said to the guy, I said, brother,
ngathi endodeni
nganam
akaze nguzwe ukuthi iBhayibheli lithi.
Akaze nguzwe
konke ongitshela khona abaprofethi.
Why are you always quoting a prophet?
Yini uhlala ungitshela
ngabaprofethi?
Uyini ungafunda iBhayibheli?
I felt myself getting irritated.
Ngazizwa ngibhorela.
Every sentence, prophet. At least quote Matthew chapter
13. Matthew chapter.
So these types of people,
lezo nhlobo zabantu,
becoming very useless in life.
Bakwenza ungabe utho empilweni.
Some of them even become very foolish.
Abanye babazilima.
God is a practical God.
Unkulunkulu.
Tell me, say God is a practical God.
Unkulunkulu uyampractice.
You just look at it in life.
Ubuka kuempilweni.
The child is born.
Ingane izelwe.
Ingane
yakhula.
Ingane
yesikoleni.
Someone say practical. There's no child who gets born and is a doctor.
Ibo udokotela.
And they say, give me my doctor's name.
Letha impahla zami ka dokotela.
And then they come to operate you.
Is a operator.
There's nothing like that.
Akukho njalo.
There's processes in life.
Kunama process empilweni. Kunegaba okumele uyilandele.
Wesinye isikhathi
bakhupha
amaphupho.
Angisho ukuthi mabi mahle. Kodwa ungadideki lokho engikushoyo. Kodwa kukhona laba abenza kube
khulu.
Ukuthi noma bekhuluma,
uzodineka,
thula.
What do you think?
Ucabangani?
To the point that some of them, they'll even be, it's like uyangiloya.
Ezingeni lokuthi ezethi hey uyangiloya.
Pastor.
Ezethi hey pastor.
Yambona
lo yasisi lo ya.
Pastor ungambuki.
Pastor ungambuki ngambuki.
Umthakathi.
Umthakathi. Hey.
So another person has sowed a seed in my heart.
Umunye utshala
impilo. Every time I look at someone I'm thinking,
manje mawubuka umunye empilweni yakho. Uthi hey.
Mina I don't just take anything from anybody.
Mina akaze ngithathe lutho kumuntu. Ah, ngithathe lutho.
You have to prove yourself.
Zibonakalise.
That you are of God.
Ukuthi ubuya kuNkulunkulu.
Before I start taking whatever you say.
Andukuba ngithathe konke okushoyo.
As something that is from God.
Njengalokho kubuya kuNkulunkulu.
And the only way someone can prove
themselves. Indlela yokuyibonakalisa kumuntu. His card.
Because someone can prophesy today.
Umunye ngaprofetha
namhlanje.
Akutshele izinto ezinkulu.
Then one Friday you'll be passing smoke
house. Ngelinye futhi uzomdlula smoke house.
Ah, yo yo.
Uyambona umprophet.
Doing moves that you want. How does the leg do this?
Ekulibala ukuthi ukwenza kanjani?
Ilenze
yenza kanjani? Uya kanjani lapha yaphansi?
You see the prophet with the smino.
Uzobona umprophet
nesmino.
Yini
hlabo zotshana
savana
takila and
netakwila
you're too young to know takila
hey.
Please don't what else vodka
ne vodka
and they were drinking it dry they don't mix it with anything
and uyaphuza i dry akayimix akayide
when they finish they prophesy
mayeqedwe uthi uyakuprofet
Let me give you the last one.
Angunike lokugcina.
I think this is what God wants me to tell
you. Yilelo futhi uNkulunkulu afuna ngitshele lona.
Impartations can happen.
Izinto zingenzeka.
Through dreams.
Ngamaphupho.
Someone say impartations.
Impartations.
Transference of spirits. can take place
ukwedluleka komoya kungenzeka
when you dream
mawuphupha.
Someone said transference of spirits
ukwedlulisana kwemoya.
In other words, a demon can enter you through dreams
okusho ukuthi demoni lengangena futhi epushweni
lapho. That's why they are dangerous.
Ingakho kuyingozi.
Come with me to the book of 1 Kings chapter 3.
Izanami
kumakhosi
okuqala.
1 Kings chapter 3.
Amakhosi okuqala chapter 3.
Taking it from verse 5.
Verse 5.
1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask, what shall I give you?
Why did he change the mic?
Verse 6. And Solomon,
please give her volume.
Verse 6, and Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth.
Try to read a bit faster.
In righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him.
So by the way, this is a dream, okay? It's a dream that Solomon is having and is talking to God in this dream. Continue.
And you have given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing.
What verse are you on?
Verse 10.
Are we all in verse 10? Are we all following? All right.
Verse 11. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing, and you have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Mm-hmm. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise...
Pause there. He says, God. Now, remember, this is a dream.
Kumbula lele iphupho.
God says to him, behold,
uNkulunkulu uthi kimi,
bheka, I have done it.
Ngikwenzile.
So within the dream,
khona ephushweni,
what Solomon was asking for,
lapho Solomon ayecela khona,
he received it in the dream.
Wakuthola futhi ephushweni.
When you wake up, I will do it.
Akashonga ukuthi mawuvuka ngizokwenza.
He didn't say, I will do it.
Uthi akashonga ukuthi ngizokwenza.
He says, I have done it.
Uthe ngikwenzile.
Someone say, I have done it.
Ngikwenzile.
All right, continue.
I have given you a wise and understanding heart.
It says, I have given, it's already done.
Nikwenzile.
I have given you a wise and understanding heart. Yes?
So that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked.
I have also given you. So from the point between the time when Solomon asked God
for an understanding heart.
And between that time and the time that God speaks, in that split second, God says, I did it. Do you understand? In the dream. Now, what Solomon was asking for is the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. So that spirit was transferred from God to him in the dream. Are you here? Come with me to Matthew chapter 13. I'm closing.
Matthew chapter 13.
Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. You are not allowed to sleep in this church. Push your neighbor, shake your neighbor, say, wake up, wake up.
Push, mvuse, vuka.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
Mm-hmm.
But while men slept.
But what happened?
While men slept.
While man was sleeping. In what happened when they were sleeping?
His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and
his
went his
way. His enemy came.
Is it says,
and sowed tares. While the person was sleeping. There was
salen.
A transference. Of something. While they were sleeping, the enemy came and sowed something into that life. So dreams are not something that you just ignore. One time, the Lord said to me, he wants me to go to a certain family. And I went there. When I sat down, we were just talking, because sometimes when God tells you to do things, you don't know the end product. Sometimes only when you obey, He gives you the next step. And when you obey, He gives you the next step. Do you understand? So when I was sitting in that house, I was just talking with them. Then when I felt like there's nothing more, I was getting ready to leave. Then the Lord said to me, before you leave, you must pray for every human being who lives in this house. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I said to them, so God said to me, before you leave, pray for every human being in this house. So I told the family, so the Lord said to me, before I leave, I must pray for everybody here. So I started praying. Then there was a young boy who must have been about
10
years. I'm looking for someone who maybe is that age. Musa, how old are you, Rafi?
Musa,
14,
you are
too
14.
Old.
I'm cool, cool.
But maybe just a bit younger than him. Just a bit younger than him. I think that boy must have been about 10 years old.
Now 10 years.
Someone who's 10, where would they be? About here, right?
Amen.
So here's this 10-year-old boy. And I lay my hands on him. And then he falls. Thank you.
Wow.
I said, bring him back to me. I lay my hand on him. Then he falls.
Wow.
And the third time, I said, please bring him back. And I laid my hands on him. And he started being angry. And he changed his face. And then I put my hand and he removed my hand. I put my hand, he removed it. And then a demon started manifesting. I cast out the demon. By the way, when I was casting out the demon, the demon was dancing. And I was
saying,
come out!
Ngathi phuma.
There was a famous song those days, something like
Imoto Ntshontshe
Mali. Don't sing it, just and the boy was singing, and there was quite a number of famous songs around that time.
Come out!
What would you do? It's like your prayers are doing nothing.
We are tantazang
I said, I'll just obey God. And finally, I cast out the demon. There were about 3 demons. And I cast them out. So I said to the boy, what happened to you? And he said to me, I was at school. And I went to the toilet. When I was at the
toilet,
I saw about 3 spirits. And the spirits came to me. And they said, can I be a friend? And he said, yes, you can eat. And they gave him something to eat. When he ate it, those things entered him. The boy was troublesome. A 10-year-old was coming back home at 11 at night, midnight, going to parties, grown-ups.
10 years.
One of those demons said to me, if you are not here to pray for this boy today, I was going to kill him this week. And he said,
Bulala kuleli viki.
So sometimes in dreams, you'll be eating things. You don't know that transference is taking place. Sometimes in dreams, you'll be agreeing to things. You don't know that there is a transference.
That is
taking place. That's why I'm so grateful to God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him so much. One time, I was in a dream. And as I was dreaming, I saw some shoes. One of them, they look brown, they look dirty, they look unattractive. But in the depths of my heart, I knew that they came from God. Then I saw another pair of shoes. Oh, they look dazzling. They look beautiful. They look nice. When I look at them, I was attracted to them. And I knew exactly that they were from the devil. And I was about to the ones that come from the devil. And oh, I heard the voice of the precious Holy Spirit. And he said to me, will you take something that comes from the devil? I said,
hey!
And I was going to take the ones that came from the devil. And then I woke up. Had I taken the wrong shoes in that dream,
it would have
been an evil transparency that would have taken place. Another time,
yes,
I had another dream, and somebody said to me, do you want your church to grow? And I said, I can make your church grow. And I felt that I was holding something. I couldn't see what I was holding. But I felt like this guy wanted to give me something that will make my church grow. But I had to transfer. I had to give him what I was holding so that I can take what he wants to give. And as I was about to give him, the Holy Ghost said, hey! That's coming from the devil. So I came back and I said, no. I said, my church will grow the normal way. Through prayer, fasting, through the word of God, through outreaching,
outreach.
You will just do those things.
And
that's how it will grow. When I woke up,
I almost
made a blunder in a dream. And there would have been an evil transfer. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because you see, in a dream, it's not like real. You see, in real life, you can think, things just happen. Sometimes you shock yourself that this is doing dreams. Haven't you noticed?
You would notice.
So there can be a transfer. So you have to be careful. So, Pastor, what if I ate?
Baba,
then what you have to do when you wake up,
mangvuka,
pray, brother.
Tandaza,
pray, sister.
Tandaza,
cancel it.
Goso,
the blood of Jesus, use it.
Jesus,
it's available for such things. Apologize to God that you
agreed.
And cancel any agreement that you might have made in a dream or in a vision or whatever it is. And when you wake up and you pray and you cancel and you use the blood of Jesus, it will be cancelled. Someone say it will be cancelled. Someone say it will be cancelled. There are people who dream, Musa. When they wake up from their dream, they are sick. The sickness began with the dream. And there's no hospital they can go to.
Hospital that will help them.
Because it's not a physical problem. There was a transference in the
knee.
You must be careful. These things can be very dangerous. While men slept,
the enemies came and sowed.
So, evil things can be transferred
into
dreams. Good things can also be transferred
into dreams.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where we need the Holy Ghost.
Pastor,
how will I know which one is good?
I don't know.
It's only the Holy Spirit who can help you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's there even while you are sleeping. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Praise and worship, come and minister something to us. Are you not happy you have the Holy Spirit? I want you to talk to your God. You know, I've given you some valuable information over the last couple of weeks. You understand? And today in my preaching, I'm sure there's also many things you've realized about the dreams that you have dreamt. Some of you, when I release you to pray now, some of you must cancel things. Some of you, when I release you to pray now, you have to ask God for forgiveness. Don't you remember that the word of God says, if you
will
just look at a woman and lust after her, the Bible says you've already committed
that.
You haven't spoken to her. You haven't nothing. You just thought. The Bible says you've already committed
that.
Sometimes these dreams, the behavior that we behave, God doesn't say, it was a dream. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to ask for forgiveness. And you have to ask God, Lord, help me with the issues that you are showing me. Is it pride? Is it unbelief? Is it carnality? Whatever it is that God was trying to show
you,
ask Him to have mercy on you and do your best to repent. Are you listening to me, somebody? Open your mouth, begin to talk to your God. Talk to him. He's here.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.